Good morning, Ariel. Today is Thursday, 30th of January, and right now it's hazy on 22 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says a mix of clouds and sun with gusty winds developing this afternoon. Temperatures between lower 21 to higher 28 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 15 to 30 km per hour. Later on we can expect partly cloudy with northerly winds at 15 to 30 km per hour. Morning humidity was on 76 and it will drop on 55% by noon. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 1%, and tomorrow is new moon. Tomorrow, Friday 31st, at Solar Kitchen is a resident assembly decision-making event between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. regards the proposal to convert the water maintenance service to a true service and regards the priority of the physical development of the service area. Tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we are invited to Earthbeat, a journey of world music and dance, where members of One Hour Caravan from New York-based troupe will be performing. Some elders might be aware that some performers are dear friends from the Woodstock area. Bill and Livia Vanover have a dance company that performs and sings folk dances and songs from around the world. They have been very close to Pete Seeger and his family and you. They want to dedicate their concert to him and invite the community to sing some of his famous songs together. Turn, turn, where have all the flowers gone? If I had a hammer, we shall overcome. And A.B. Newton, a cellist who knew Peter Seeger and also met his father, will perform as well. On the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of February at 8 p.m. at Chulia Urbino Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone, we can see the play The Mad Woman of Charlotte by Jean Giraudoux. Acting would be Assone, Anandamai, Charu, Daniel, Dodo, Elke, Emmanuel, François, Ingo, Jeff, Lyle, Mirko, Paul, Sanvit, Simone, Veronique, Yuval, with guests Aisha, Tejas, and Carlo. And coaching by Trinity, and costumes by Agnes, and makeup Julian Svaha, with lights Jean, and direction by Ellen. Tomorrow at Savitri Bhavan Reading Room between 5 to 6 p.m., Paula Murphy will share To Death and Back, Tales of Orpheus and Eurydice, Demeter and Persephone. Tomorrow at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, Trovadors, as every month, they meet last Friday to share poems, music and songs. But besides Trovadors reading their own poems, also Aurelio, another prem, will be playing and singing songs of Sri Aurobindo. On 1st and 2nd of February in Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are invited for Lilith Fashion School for a two-day showcase to see their latest fashion creation, drawings and design displayed. It will start at 6 p.m. on 1st with a short presentation by each student, and the showcase will remain on display until 2nd of February. At Kala Kendra, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture, tomorrow at 4 p.m. they will inaugurate an exhibition of graphics and paintings by Drago Drušković, where the artist and his works would be introduced by Professor Edwin Zappe. Besides all these cultural events for the weekend, also Auroville's one and the only biggest ultimate frisbee tournament, the AV Hut, will be taking place on 31st, 1st and 2nd. And the games would be played between 6 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and between 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Certitude, Aurodan Field, Udavi School and opposite of Udavi. On Sunday, 2nd of February at 7 p.m. we are invited to Amphitheatre Matrimandir to singing of Mother's Mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate. Joy and Jivatma guitar will be guiding to the chanting. And here's the announcement for New Creation Community, which is looking for volunteers to set up activities and give homeworks tutoring for the Tamil children of the boarding school, aging between 4 to 17 years. They need also Tamil teachers and English teachers. The timings for the teaching would be during the week, Monday, Tuesday to Friday after school class from 5 to 7 p.m. On weekends and holidays from between 9 a.m. to noon and between 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the time it's starting now, if it's possible. We can contact Andre on 94-43-246221 or on 262-2909. And here's the announcement from Drupad, who is inviting us to the Hip Hop Open House at Youth Center on the 4th of February, where would be also demonstration and documentary. And he's saying that hip hop is not a dance form, nor is a form of music, as commerce would like you to believe. It is a not performance, nor can it be put into albums. And what it is then? Here's the start. Hip is a word used for someone who is stylish. We use it as a synonym for intelligent. Hop is a form of movement. A word coined by the famous Africa Bambaataa. So hip-hop means intelligent movement. All teachers and educators are invited to the 6th annual Integral Education Conversation on February 15 between 8:45 to 12:45 in the conference room at the new SIRE building. The aim of this annual conversation is to bring better understanding and practice of integral education through an exchange of ideas and experiences. They provide an opportunity for teachers from different schools in Orville to meet and share their schools and classroom experiences with integral education. The title of this conversation, What in Education is Not, is taken from a talk delivered by Parto in October 2013. Parto's list of what integral education is not includes shrinking, haste, conformity, manipulation, disorder, and disharmony. The program will focus on shrinking, the way that school experience can cause a lack of self-confidence and initiative in students. To take one obvious example, the fear of asking stupid questions in class. For this conference, we need to register Li Jun at SIRE office on 262-2210 or we can email to sire@orville.org. On Friday, 7th of February at 3 p.m., Future School would like to invite the parents of students aged between 14 to 20 interested to learn about Future School as a possible educational option for an information and question answer session on the Future School campus. Their admission process for the new year from July, it will start in March. And also, Saturday Market is announcing that for the weekend of Orville Marathon, 9th of February, there will be no Saturday Market at the Solar Kitchen. Instead, the whole market plus some extra stalls will be present at the visitor center under the trees of Auroville parking area starting around 9 a.m. and continuing most of the day. On Wednesday, 5th of February, between 9 a.m. to noon at World Cafe, we are invited for a 3-hour workshop to create accessories from recycled newspaper. We can be taught on use the coiling technique with paper, and the workshop will be instructed by wellpaper women from the local villages around Auroville who have been working with paper since few years, and lately they have started training inside and outside Auroville. If you would like to join them, you are requested to mail at wellpaper@orville.org or you can call on 262-2219. We are also facing the new dining experience in Auroville, where Sharan introduces first themed vegan buffet dinner, gourmet dishes from around the world, European, Asiatic, Mexican, Middle Eastern, etc. And the first one will start at 7 p.m. on 1st of February in Orlek. And Unity Pavilion on Tuesday, 4th of February, there would be a special screening of Moon Inside You, which is a fresh look at taboo that defines the political and social reality of both women and men in a more profound way than society might be willing to admit. Facing the menstrual etiquette with doses of humor and self-irony, this award-winning documentary approaches the subject through both personal and collective references, those challenging our preconceived ideas of womanhood. There would be continuation with Things We Don't Talk About, which is a groundbreaking documentary by award-winning filmmaker Isadora Gabriela Lindfrost that shows how the red tent, a red fabric space, is empowering women. At Cinema Paradiso and Barat Nivos Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30, they will screen Excellent When Day Breaks, directed by Goran Paskalevich, and it was made in Serbia, Croatia and France in 2012. At Sadana Force, also tomorrow at 7 p.m, we can see Yamuna Water, which was made in India in 2008, and Hindi Water, which was made in 2013. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 7:30 p.m, still within Funny Film Series, we can see comedy drama Who Pays the Piper, made in India in 1983 by director Kundan Shah. And on Saturday we can see an international comedy fantasy, Ted, made in USA in 2012 by director Seth MacFarlane. And on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. at Children's Film, there was screen animation Adventure Family, Rise of the Guardians. It was made in USA in 2012 by director Pete Ramsey. Later on at 7:30 p.m. at Steven Spielberg Film Festival at Cine Club, they will screen drama biography Lincoln. It was made in USA in 2012. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, "The aim of this yoga is an opening to a higher divine truth beyond life, mind and body, and the transformation of these three things into its image." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.